Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Our show today is Surviving Hard Times. I think we can all agree that the last 3 years have been hard times. So let's go on with our cosmic weather. Our strawberry moon, our pink moon on June 14th, was in Sagittarius, and it was a super moon. The ability to track love and adventure. A very strong influence. Have fun, folks. The Capricorn moon will square Mars, and that begins tonight. Just roll up your sleeves and fight the good fight of faith. Our health tip for the month, my source is WebMD, omega-3 fatty acids may lower blood pressure. Taken in the form of supplements or food may reduce blood pressure. The optimal intake, moderate dose, is 2 grams per day. Foods such as salmon, sardines, albacore, tuna. And so we need to be well, everyone. Be well. So let's begin with surviving hard times. In Genesis 26:1, Isaac received instruction from the Lord where to go due to famine. And he sowed in that land and received a hundredfold return. Hundredfold return. Okay. In Job 5:20, it states, in famine, the Lord shall redeem thee. So when things look scary, and Lord knows they keep telling us about shortages and projecting negative things in the news and on the internet everywhere, we simply take that scripture and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, you shall preserve me and redeem me in time of famine. You speak these scriptures over yourself. Psalm 33:19 says, the Lord will keep us alive in famine. So if things look scary, just say, Lord, I believe you will keep me alive during these shortages. Genesis chapter 41 is the story of Joseph, sold into slavery, ended up in prison over a deception. Pharaoh had a dream that no one could interpret, and Joseph was brought forth from the prison and interpreted the dream. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. So Egypt was able to store grain and was prepared for the hard times. Joseph became the most powerful man in Egypt, next to Pharaoh. God was with him. Jesus told us in this world we would have trouble, but to be of good cheer because he, Jesus, has overcome the world. So there's your answer for survival, my friends. Look to Jesus. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, yes. Hi, great. Thank you, Daisy. I was calling to say I have to thank you because something that you saw came to pass for me. So I really just wanted
okay,
to thank
good.
You from the bottom
Praise
of my
Jesus.
Heart. Yeah, same.
Oh, well,
Jesus.
It's the Lord working with me, Lord Jesus. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, what can I help you with
Amen.
Today?
I have this project that I'd like to get started, and I was wondering if you see me finding any support around it this month, please. It's
okay.
My birthday next week, so I'm hoping that'll bring in some joy to the round.
That's the best time to get a reading on your birthday. It really is. Because your pinnacle changes. See, you know, like if you were 17, you'd be an 8. So you went from a 16, which would be 7, and to an 8. And it has a lot to do with a changing of things. So it's the best time to get a reading. I offer free readings, but I can't do a free reading on Keen. So you could email me, though, on Keen, and I'll be more than happy to get give you a little birthday reading. Okay.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, you got a sudden change coming up, and I actually have maybe three people helping you here.
One is
male. There may be two males and one female.
Oh,
and it shows that you're going to be successful with this project. You need to think positive about it. And you know, you have the skills for it. So just have faith in yourself and go forward. You got the end card says you'll be very successful with it. You got 3 to 4, maybe even 5 people that'll help you. One is kind of in and out, but you're going to have some people help you, and it looks very, very good. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Much love.
Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good.
I needed to ask you a question, please. See me? I said, I got it, Debbie, my lawyer. They work for 2K. She promised I'm going to win. No what?
Okay. Has this been going on for a while?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to have some quick answers here. That's the reason I asked that. It looks like that, you know, it's finally going to get some action and go forward. And definitely it's been a learning lesson. And you have money around it. You need to keep your personal effort going. You need to use your power of your imagination and see it things going your way, although I think they will. And I've had a lot of anxiety and impatience around this and because of the length of time and some of the things, but I got a yes on a win, and it'll happen here. Probably between, there's something favorable coming in July, and then 3 months after that, I think maybe money coming in. Okay?
Okay. I said thank you very much, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you, too. And happy, I know it's been frustrating, but just, you know, release that now. That's what's nice about full moons. We let things go, and just let the frustration go, and know that you're going to be a winner. Keep telling yourself you're going to be a winner. See yourself being a winner, and you're going to be a winner.
That's right.
God bless.
That's right.
Thank you for.
I can ask you something very short, please. Can I ask you something very short, please? Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead.
You see me, sir, going to go in Italy by August or September?
Yeah, I think you will be completed with this, and I got an ending at that time. So it looks like I show money in the bank by September. So I think it'll be over with, and you can go ahead with some of your plans that you have. Just stay positive, okay? And
yes,
God bless. Thank you for participating.
God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
You many, many, many. God bless you. Thank you very, very, very much. God bless you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Hi, good
Hello.
Afternoon. How
You're
are
here.
You?
I'm
Hi,
good.
Good
Thank you.
Good.
Good afternoon.
Anything you could happen to tell me would be wonderful.
Okay. Let's just see what's coming up for your little soul. Okay, you're ending a long journey of stress, physical suffering. Although during that time you've been really diligent at working at being positive and doing your prayer work, so now you're going to see the rewards of that. You're going to have peace of mind. It's going to take a little time getting through the procedure you're going to have done here, and but it's necessary because there's no way to heal it any other way. It has to be repaired. I think I was kidding someone that I was talking to, an older gentleman, and his response was just absolutely premium. He said, "Oh, there's nothing to worry about. They can give you parts today."
Yes, exactly.
So the older you get, the more you get rebuilt. So it's just kind of a rebuilding process here. And, you know, it's getting you physically ready for your financial blessing that you've got coming. So actually keep up the good work with your prayer and meditation, and you're fighting the good fight of faith, you know. All through Scripture it tells us in this world we'll have trouble. In this world there's, you know, dark forces, and we have to put on the armor of God and hang in there and fight the good fight of faith. And faith is the answer. Faith is what pleases God more than anything. So I have faith in Him, lean on Him. But I think this is your opportunity now to get something repaired that's been a problem for a long time, and it's a new lease on life.
Wonderful. Okay, I thank you so much, and God bless you for all your work. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Mm-hmm. Thank you for participating.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey there, beautiful. This is Meredith.
Hello.
From New York City. Hi.
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 Friendly voice,
hey.
How are you today?
Yeah, well,
good.
I'm going through a serious trial, trial by fire, I guess I would call it. I have this huge aspect of Pluto conjuncting. Basically, I have, you know, a huge constellation in Capricorn and then in Aquarius, you know, so most of my planets. So I've been hitting one planet after another. Pluto's been hitting it in conjunctions. And now it's conjunct my Saturn, which is the structure of the Capricorn and my three planets in Capricorn. It's hitting this huge structure of my life. And so it's hitting me, started hitting me in March, and it's going away in June, end of June, and then it's going to be back next March through 2025. So I'm realizing that it's going to totally restructure my life, right? And hopefully in exciting ways, but this has been a learning experience. So I went out for a walk in May, nice sunny afternoon on a Sunday at 73-degree weather, and I tripped on the uneven pavement cell and broke my elbow and two bones in my elbow. So I had to have reconstruction surgery at Hospital for Special Surgery, which is just, and I was very blessed because I got the chief of traumatic orthopedic surgery at the best orthopedic hospital in the world. So I feel very blessed. But it's going to be 9 months to rehab it. And my right hand, which is my dominant hand, so I've been extremely handicapped in everything I do, right down to my feet. You know? So it's been really challenging, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm an optimist. So I'm trying to learn the lessons that this has and realize that this is a warning of what's to come. And my life is going to look very different in 2025. So, you know, I am trying to hope for the best, but I think it's going to be pretty painful potentially. So so I'm just wondering, what was that?
You have Saturn retrograde. You have Saturn retrograde right now, too. And,
no,
you know, Saturn's hard taskmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
You know, I think it's more the
Okay, well, let me take a look at this.
I'm just wondering, I guess my bigger question is, you know, over the next, 2.5 years, I'm just wondering, am I going to survive these challenges to the structure of my life? You know, is it going to come through as a good thing for me, or is it going to be like disaster central, you know?
Well, I think you've already, your first card says that you are going through, you know, the destruction of to your body, and you're going through that experience, and you do need to baby yourself during this time. You need to let that heal properly and do everything your doctor tells you, and just, you know, you may have to have a little therapy afterward, but actually I think you're going to be fine. You're at the peak of the worst of it right now, I think. And it's just getting over it and getting through the rest of it. But you're going to survive this, and there'll be an ending, and it's going to be quicker than the time you think. You know, we have to realize that the master of the universe created all these planets, and he's in charge of them, and he can change things quickly. So you just have faith in yourself and the process that you're going through, but you definitely are, and I'm going to keep you in prayer now that I know about this, and with my prayer team, so, and I'm connected
well,
to several ministries as well. You're welcome.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. I can use all the prayers I can get, honestly. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get the best care available for this orthopedic problem in the world, probably. So, I'm feeling good about that. But I'm more concerned about the structural things over the next 2.5 years that are going to affect, you know, basically my purpose in life. My sun is in Capricorn, Venus, so love life, and also Mars, my will. So all of those things are going to probably be restructured during this transit, you know, this Plutonic transit, and it won't be done until 2025. So I'm a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus Saturn itself is being hit, you know, so that's, you know, everything. I'm a very disciplined person, so I can do PT exercises the required number of days, you know, times a day. You know, I'm really good about that. So I'm not too worried about the arm. I think I'll hopefully get full movement so I can dance again. You know?
But I see that. But I might suggest that you, I might suggest Lexi, and if you do, she's Lexi at astrology at Gmail. I believe I will have to look up her. She is more versed on astrology than I am. I know enough to pick up certain aspects and things, but I'm not as an authority as she is. And if you want to email me at Daisy, DAISEYMAE 81 at hotmail.com, I will give you her information.
That.
And she is... she's going to be able to give you detailed information on this, on these aspects.
I think it's hard to do a tarot reading that far out. You know, that's the other problem. You know, it's 2.5 years is a long time. Pluto is very slow-moving planet.
She is absolutely an expert and I've had her on the show a couple of times. She is very good. Things that she's told me and concerning my handicapped daughter as well have happened, and she prepared me for things. She's really good, really, really, really good. I'm affiliated with her, so if you'll just email me, I'll give you that information. But I think you're going to get through this easier than you're thinking is what the cards are saying to me.
Oh, that would be a blessing.
Easier
I'm pretty strong. And I'm pretty
easier
strong
than
person,
you think.
But, yeah.
You know, so that's good. Easier than you think. Just remember that, and I think very positive about this. And I know you're a disciplined person. You're a very gifted person. Also, you also know quite a bit about astrology. You also are gifted in the field that you're in to help people. So you're really a blessed person. You need to remember you're blessed, and what you do is a blessing to the world. So, you know, you have the Spirit of God on your side, and you just need to know that you're going to get through this. We all have challenges for periods of time sometimes, but we get through them a lot easier with God on our side, and I'm sure that Lexi will help you with that. So just contact me, okay?
Yeah, okay. I think that's a good idea. I think I need another astrologer's perspective. I mean, I'm sort of an amateur astrologer for the last 40 years, but, you know, I don't do it full time. You know, so I think it's a good idea to sort of...
Well, she does.
I think that's a very
good
thought.
And she does, and she's just gifted there, you know. She's very... I'm gifted as a psychic. I'm gifted as a spiritual advisor. But she is just very much in tune with these planets every day.
You know, right. Exactly.
She's very good. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I think
thank
I need
you
to
for
that. So thank you very much, Judy, and you're such a blessing to the world, you know. I really think you're doing an amazing job, and you're an amazing human being. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
From the bottom of my heart, you know. Okay. Bye bye.
And you as well, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, we are all living in a fallen world. And to escape the corruption that's in this world caused by lust, especially lust of power, to escape it, we must use the promises of God that are given to us in the Word. The key is, number one, to believe. All that I'm saying to you, you have to believe. You don't have to believe me, but believe God, because the Spirit of God is working through me to give these messages. And we need to humble ourselves before God and ask for help. And this is why things are like this. We're being shown what it's like for him being taken out of government, taken out of schools, taken, you know, there's a group of people wants everything eliminated. And we just had a shooting at a church in Alabama. And there's so much hatred in all this that's going on. We're in a fallen world, and we need God. We need him. And number two, we need to be able to receive, and we can escape the curse that's in the world right now. We will still struggle unless we take on the yoke of Jesus. We need to base our thinking above the natural, and we need a new supernatural mindset. Mark 11, 23 and 24 explains how we need to believe and use supernatural mindset to act and use our imagination like we have things already, like we've already received them. What you pray for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That's what that scripture says. Calling those things that be not as though they were. So God gave you an imagination, and we need to use it to visualize our dreams and to visualize accomplishments and goals. Okay, so with that, I'm going to take another call here. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I was just wondering, in general, kind of what you see for me.
Okay. I see that you're being strengthened. You're starting to get back in control. You have a very, very deep ability for meaningful expressions, and especially of love. And you have, you know, you're sincere. You're a very sincere person, and I think at some point, you were taking advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I got it. deception. Someone took it. You know, some people take kindness for weakness, unfortunately, and that's
mm-hmm.
not it. You're a very strong woman. You're meant to, you need courage right now. You need to get past what's happened to you and be determined that and have confidence in yourself that you are going to advance and you're going to accomplish whatever some of your goals that you're thinking about you're going to accomplish. Are you worried about a loss of money?
Yeah, there's that situation that I have
mm-hmm.
with my husband passing away and not having an actual will. And so I have to write to his three sons and get them to sign this waiver, basically. And then I will give them things, but not the full amount that not having a will would give them legally, possibly. So it's just kind of a scary situation for me.
Yeah. And are you in probate court?
No, I'm trying to avoid
that.
Well,
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Because
try to avoid that if you can, because it's just it's costly, time-consuming, and, you know, that gives them control over handling everything. And so I this is where your accomplishment card came in, advancement, and I feel that you're going to advance now in this particular area.
Okay. So it'll be okay. I'll be able to get them to sign everything. And,
yeah.
And I'll give them, you know, I'll give them basically things that they do want. But, you know, I just want
mm-hmm.
to avoid the probate situation. I think they do, too. They will
yeah,
in the long run.
Do. Yeah, it's expensive for both parties, you know. Having
yeah.
if you're in it, and oh, they just—they're just no shortage, no short time in probate court. You know, they're not short
right.
on time; they just drag it out. It can go on for a year or more, you know. So I show you getting
mm-hmm.
Them cooperating with you, and you being able to get these funds, and it's going to move along this month. This is actually we have some luck going this month. We do with that last strawberry moon. It brought some
that
luck
was
into
intense.
The scene. So yeah,
yeah. I've been trying
beautiful.
To wait for this retrograde and the post shadow of it to be over before I send these letters to them because I don't want any interference from that. So
well,
I'm hoping that helps.
Retrograde now. Yeah.
No, but the post-shadow.
Yeah. Wait till that's over. You're absolutely right there. So even so, the right, you're just verifying my reading. The first card says that you're a very understanding person. You got good intuition. You follow that. And if you need me, you can always get in touch with me on Keen, and I will help you. And I will keep this in prayer with my prayer team.
Oh, thank you so much. I just want to ask one
mm-hmm.
other quick question.
Okay.
Do you feel like someone named Robert is stalking me? Because I seem to see him everywhere I go.
Have you known him a long time?
About 6 months. He's a maintenance
yeah, okay.
guy where I have my office.
Yeah. I think, you know, I don't know if stalking is the right thing, but he is kind of watching out. I think he senses, you know, you're lost, and
mm-hmm.
he would like... But he has an attraction here, okay? and he's
yeah.
kind of watching you. So,
but it's nothing
change,
like
change up your routine.
Weird.
Change up your routine a little bit.
Okay.
You know, like just your schedule, switch it around a little bit to where he doesn't know it as well. But he is, you know, I'm hoping that he's not stalking, but he's like got a lot of wishful thinking, and there's compassion about your loss, and he would like to be a soothing person to you, but I think there's more
okay.
involved there. So we need to watch him
yeah.
as this continues. But change up your schedule a little bit so he doesn't know exactly when you go places.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
okay.
today. Yep, sounds good.
Yep.
I will do that.
Okay, I'll keep you in prayer, too. I'll keep you in
all
prayer.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
And you know what? Read the 91st Psalm over yourself. That's a very strong protective energy that will protect you from anything, okay?
Okay, yeah, I love that one. That's a good one. Okay.
Yes,
well,
it is. God bless.
All right. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How
hello.
Are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, I got crappy
can you hear
reception
me? Okay.
in my apartment. Yes. So
okay.
I'll have you, hang on a second, I'll just have you do a general on me, I'll just have you do a general.
Okay.
Before you shuffle those cards, I just want to say to the audience, Daisy's prayers do work. She does have an actual prayer team for those who don't believe her, and they do work, and they do a lot of prayers. And the woman that chimed in for Lexi, I've known her for 20 years, and she is a master at astrology and charts. So, just an FYI. But I got to
okay.
say, Daisy's prayers work.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going through a difficult cycle around your career, and you know, you just you've got to analyze this carefully because you had an unexpected thing come up, and that unexpected thing was created frustration, and the person that did it and the person that said things, there's failure to face facts. In other words, they didn't do their homework before they didn't really investigate it. So there's a lot of indecision around this, and
mm-hmm.
it's not quite over. You know, somebody else is causing, somebody on your side is causing it to be looked at more intensely, thoroughly, you know, to be looked at. So it's not quite over yet, and it's definitely a challenge for you right now. And don't let it get you down, you know. Right now, some of the aspects that we have is don't become a victim. Don't allow yourself to become a victim. Don't be victimized by this. Just know that you're more than a conqueror. Scripture says we're more than a conqueror. If you're born again, you're going to win on this. And it's just difficult when you know that you didn't do anything, and it shows that you didn't
yeah.
do anything. But actually, it's not quite over, and it may end up being resolved. And this person that created this is a very insecure person. You know, when we compare ourselves to other people, you create problems.
Yeah, you do.
In the biblical sense, it was Saul and David. When Saul started comparing himself to David, that's when all the hatred and the jealousy and everything came up, and he tried to kill David. So it doesn't work good energy, and it's not a good thing to do. So, yeah.
No, I've never
and
done
you,
that.
You know,
I don't
you just,
always say. You know, I was saying, I always say people who compare themselves, you really mm-hmm. don't want to walk in that person's shoes. Never do that, ever.
No. 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 No, and wow. there are times that people should walk a mile in your shoes when they underestimate what you're going through or what you're
exactly.
dealing with. You know, but there's something, there's a contract coming up or some sort of offer coming up, but it seems within. There's some
okay.
sort of resolution. There's some sort of thing coming up. And you need to allow the universe now to take over for your love life. Actually, this pink moon was very good for love, very, very good for love. We have a lot of effects with this planetary alignment and everything all month long. So something new is going to appear and something from the past is going to appear.
Got it. Okay.
So you got decisions to make, and mainly, you know, keep your head up. You know you didn't do anything wrong. This person just viciously attacked you, and it's all going to come out. The truth's going to come out.
Yes, it is, and I'm going to pray for it. It is. Thank you so much.
No,
Dave.
Me
I
too.
Appreciate it.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, this is Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. How are you,
well,
sweetie?
I'm pretty good. It's storming now, but that's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me about, blah, blah, David and Lynn.
Okay.
What's it going to be? I'm not seeing Lynn in a while. I've been seeing David. I don't know.
He seems to be, his big wish is to, you're trying to decide. And he's like, he wants, you know, he wants to mate with you. He wants to, were you with him in the past?
Yeah, when I was 18.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he felt like that he was immature. Yeah, that's why I asked. He felt like he was immature in the past, and he didn't appreciate what he had. And he just sees you as a really good woman, and he wants you in his life, and he's trying to accomplish that goal, you know, whatever it takes. Now I'll look at Lynn. I think Lynn's kind of given up on love. You know, he has some dysfunction as a man going on, and he's letting that rule him. He, you know, there's help for that. Nobody has to live like that. There is definitely help for that, and he's just not getting that help. And he, you know, he's in his present condition, has lived there without any kind of expectation of intimacy. So he's not threatened to have to perform. And with you, he feels like he needs to be able to perform. And so he's got all the wrong concepts here. He cares about you, but he's allowing his circumstances and his guilt and everything to keep him in a frozen state where he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do. You can't do nothing.
Yeah, I just didn't want no trouble between them.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
because, see,
and I'll
Lynn. See, I married Lynn after I divorced David when I was 19. That's a lot of years.
Oh, so, yeah, so there's
they
that.
They hate each other.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about
mm-hmm.
it. He should have done something about it if he wanted to keep you, you know?
Yeah, that's what I think.
So.
And this one's just doing everything for me and Mom. It's just wonderful.
That well, see, you're verifying my reading. He wants you.
Yeah.
He's willing
exactly.
to take whatever it takes. Tell me what bribery
yep.
I need.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly
honey.
Right.
I'll pray about this for you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. So, like I said, God gave us an imagination to be able to visualize our dreams. And it's very powerful all month to practice this. This is a really good time to use creative visualization. With the pink moon, the five planet alignment, this means this month is a perfect opportunity to have our desires and dreams come to us. Our God is a supernatural God, and he works supernaturally through Scripture. It will work speaking Scripture over your life. Scripture states in Colossians, if my people will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. So let's do that, folks. The more, the better that agree. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge that you are Lord of the breakthrough. We know and have faith that your supernatural power will heal our land. We connect ourselves to you, to the supernatural grace of you. We believe, we receive, and praise you for healing our nation and our individual lives in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, that concludes our show for this month. And we'll let everybody know when we're back in July. So God bless you, and keep the faith and think positive. Until next time, bye-bye.